So you guys just saw me doing announcements. My name's AJ. You guys don't probably normally see me on Sundays. I'm usually a Wednesday night leader, but I'm just really excited that Pastor Kevin gave me an opportunity to share a message with you guys, and really excited that I'm here this morning, and I just pray that this message really blesses you guys. We're going to be in Hebrews 13 today. So if you guys please get your Bibles out, and let's get over to Hebrews 13. I want to make sure you guys are following with me here on this passage. Hebrews is after Titus, before James. Kind of towards the back. So let's pray, guys. Lord God, we give you our worship now of our attention, Lord. We give you our hearts, Lord. We're here to hear what you have prepared for us this week and to grow and learn from this week, Lord. Lord, we pray that everything we learn today, we may be mindful of these things throughout the week, Lord, and they may help us become better followers of you, Lord, because that's all we want to do, Jesus, is be more like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, so here's what you probably heard the phrase before that somebody can talk the talk, but they can't walk the walk. Well, today in this passage of Hebrews, what we're going to look at is how when it comes to praising God, there's a talk and a walk. They work together both at the same time. So I want to look at a couple of key words inside of Hebrews in the passage that we're going to read, and it'll kind of give us a better understanding of how we can praise God verbally and how we can praise God through our actions. So if you're there at Hebrews 13:15, I'm going to read the whole passage. So here it is. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So the first word I want to camp on right here is the word continually. So when I hear the word continually, I think of an ongoing process. And what does that mean? That means that we don't just praise God when we feel close to God or we feel like we have something to praise God about. In fact, we actually praise God when we don't feel like we probably have much to be thankful for and we feel like maybe the world isn't on our side. When everything's not going super great at school for you guys, you know, it kind of maybe deters you not to want to raise your hands and thank the Lord. But we know here that it says continually, and we know that we can have a different variety of moods, obviously. So if this is continually, that means when we're feeling super great and when we're feeling super down, we still praise the Lord. The next part right here that I want to look at in verse 15 where it says fruit of our lips. So it says that praise to God is the fruit of our lips. So when I think of the word fruit, I think of it, obviously, fruit has to come off of something healthy. I don't know about you guys. I mean, I don't know what you guys do in your spare time, but I probably wouldn't eat any fruit that was on a dead tree. So, that may be your guys' deal, and you might, you know, like that. But for me, when I think of the word fruit, it's got to come from, obviously, something healthy. So here it says the fruit of our lips. So that means, obviously, that the fruit, that we must have healthy lips. And this isn't speaking of physically healthy lips. This is talking of spiritually healthy lips. So how do we get spiritually healthy lips? Well, we get spiritually healthy lips by praising God with our mouth, by thanking God for all he's done for us, by speaking truth, obviously not lying, by not gossiping about our friends, by just using our mouth as a vessel for the Lord to speak his word and his truth. So that's how we produce fruit from our lips. Right after that, it says his name. So we sacrifice God, we praise God with our mouth. We praise God with our mouth in his name. And whose name is that? Well, that's Jesus' name, obviously, because Acts 4:12 tells us that there is no name under heaven given to men by which we are saved. There's no other name. So we do all these things, the praise from our mouth, which produces the fruit because of Jesus, because what he's done for us. When we praise the Lord for the things he's done in our lives, we praise him for the things we have in our lives, but the number one thing we praise God for is for Jesus, because he sent Jesus down here to die for us so that we may live. So verse 15 that we just went over, guys, is all about the talk. That's the talk. So we're going to go to verse 16 now and talk about the walk. So let's read 16 again and just get it real fresh in our minds. So 16 says, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." So the first thing it says there that I want to camp on right real quick, it says, don't forget. So obviously, if it says don't forget, we're prone to forgetting. So it's probably pretty normal for us to actually do the opposite and not do good and not share. So we need to make a real conscious effort, obviously, daily, hourly, every minute that we're doing good, because the writer of Hebrews here tells us that we're prone to forgetting these things. So we need to have that conscious state of mind of always remembering that we should be doing good. The next part is to share with others. So another way to praise God is to share with others. So, I mean, this doesn't necessarily mean material things. I mean, if you want to be that guy who lends his Xbox to his buddy for the week, I mean, I guess that's sharing, and I guess that's pleasing to the Lord, or your favorite hoodie to your friend or whatever. That's sharing. But think about it this way. It could also be sharing, non-material items, things you can't touch. How about sharing your time to help out in your community? How about sharing some of your talents to teach a friend how to do something that you do so well? Or it could be something as simple as you see a guy in class who looks like he's in need of something. Maybe he just needs a pen or a pencil for class. You could be that guy to help out that person. And it says that right here that when we do that it's pleasing to God. So I don't know how many of you guys are, you know, really doing 90-day challenge, but we just got done reading, in Leviticus that when there was a sacrifice made to the Lord or was praise made to the Lord, it was like a sweet aroma to the Lord, and he loved it. It's like, I don't know what your favorite smell is, but it's like when you smell that favorite smell and you're like, oh, it just reminds you of home or reminds you of something. That's what this is like to the Lord. When we do good, and when we share, it's like a sweet aroma to the Lord, and it's pleasing to God. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm so excited that thanks to Jesus, all we have to do is what it says here, do good and share, and that's pleasing to the Lord. No animals have to be sacrificed. Nothing has to die thanks to the Lord. So I want to sum this all up for you guys really quick in this way, okay? So I want you to think of praising God with your words as peanut butter, all right? It's awesome, right? By itself. And I want you guys to think about praising God with your actions like jelly. Also awesome in itself. But when you take the peanut butter and you take the jelly and you put it together and you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, well, then it just becomes epic, right? So that's just what it's like, guys, when you praise God with your actions and your words. You put it together, and it becomes something epic, and you put it all together. So this week, you know, my prayer for you guys is to, when you're at school, when you're out and about, that you put it all together, that you walk the walk and you talk the talk, that you got it both going for you. And that way, everyone will know that you're a follower of the Lord, because of the things you do with your mouth and because of the things you do with your actions. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you. You're a God of revelation, Lord. You're a God who shows his people how to live their lives. And Lord, you give us our daily bread and you show us what we need to work on and the direction we need to take our lives to be more like you. Our prayer, Lord, is that you help us be bold this week, God. That you help us be not only doers of the word and sayers of the word and doers, so that we really just get it all together, Lord God. We're just so grateful for everything you're doing in our lives, and we praise you with our mouths right now in song. And when we leave this place, Lord God, we'll praise you with our actions. We love you so much. In your name, amen.